So, late night. Late night, date night. So, you're probably in your bedroom. I'll be there, I don't know. Spare room, maybe.
I don't know what you're doing. But, yeah, your mind's your own thing, isn't it? So, you're thinking about, about maybe someone you work with or one of your friends. Could you? Would you? Do you want to? Maybe you do. Yeah, you probably do. What's it like to kiss a woman? What's it like to kiss a girl? Well, it's pretty nice. No wonder guys are like all over us, because we are soft. We don't have stubble. we've got nice lips. We smell good. We taste good. You know, lucky them. But why shouldn't you experience it? That's what I always think. And yeah, as I say, once you've experienced it, you will want to do it again and again. And also, in my experience, women are better kissers. You know, they don't just kind of grab you and like lips hard, all that sort of stuff, everything hard, you know, thrusting, all that sort of shit. You know, they're a bit more sensitive, receptive, they feel the way, they kind of go with the flow. It's just more sexy in my opinion, but anyway, I'm slightly biased, I guess. So you do have to try it, and don't be afraid, because you know yourself, and the person you're kissing is like you. So what do you like? Think about it and do what you want to do. And you'll find that actually it works, and it's very enjoyable. So enjoy. Okay, and I'll take a pause there and we'll come back in a minute. See this woman. You think you fancy her, you're not sure, but you think you do. Yeah, is it a crush? Is it a bit more than that? Do you admire her? Do you think she's pretty? Probably. Do you think you'd like to maybe run your fingers through her hair? Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you do. And touch her face. Do you find yourself looking at her breasts? Yeah, probably. And checking out her backside, it's good, it's firm, yeah, you like her. You're probably ready for the next bit. So yeah, you're interested, you're curious, you're so bi-curious. So what do you do next? Crikey, and then you're filled with all this self-doubt and, oh God, I shouldn't be doing this, and oh my God, I'm married, or I've got a boyfriend, or, you know, I don't want to be gay, or... Who cares? Don't put yourself in a box, for God's sake. You've only got one life. Go for it. And actually, you know, the people that care about you want you to be happy. They don't care about what you do. As long as you're happy, you know, as long as it's not sort of children and animals, who cares? So, yes, yeah, so you've got this beautiful woman in your sights. So how are you gonna talk to her? Do you know? I mean, you do develop a kind of gay radar when you've kind of been around about. But what kind of woman is she? Is she kind of quite pixie, or is she she got short hair, or medium hair, or long hair? What kind of woman do you like? What kind of woman are you? Are you kind of, I don't know, are you kind of slightly boyish, or are you kind of somewhere in between? Or are you quite feminine and you go for sort of, you know, like a mirror image feminine? I don't know. But it's pretty exciting. So you've got this girl in your sights, this woman in your sights, probably a woman, because we're talking probably a bit older, you know, as we said earlier. How are you going to talk to her? Well, just be yourself. I mean, you're wonderful. Who wouldn't want to be with you? Don't be nervous. Just smile. Smiling's good. Being interested in what they're saying. This isn't a guy, this is a woman. So how do you talk to your woman friends? You know, have fun, laugh. maybe compliment them, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, touch them on the shoulder or the arm or something. Just kind of be natural and play it cool and kind of see how it goes. It's exciting though. Okay, let's pause this and we'll come back. So, are you meeting her? Are you going to invite her around to your place, or are you going to go around to her place? Or are you going to meet somewhere neutrally? So you're going to be out, I don't know, at a bar or something. A bar's good. Alcohol's good. Yeah, alcohol is good, trust me. Yeah, meet her in a bar and make sure you get a taxi back so you can have a couple of drinks. And it loosens the tongue, it loosens the mind, it relaxes. Just sort of maybe go somewhere where there's music and, you know, it's a good vibe and there's lots of stuff to look at and it's relaxed and you can sort of, maybe it's a little bit loud and you have to lean in and kind of get a little bit close to hear each other's talk. Sounds good, I like it. And you can find out a little bit more about each other. Just, you know, like you would just go with the flow, be you, you know, that lovely you. God, lucky them, huh? Okay, so if you're in, I don't know, somewhere. Really, you should be in London or a city or Brighton or something. Maybe not the local pub because people might know you and it's going to be a bit embarrassing if you know, people you know from the school or, I don't know, from the High Street Bank or something. Do they still exist? No, they've all gone. Anyway, but you know what I mean. So maybe, I don't know, be somewhere where you're not normally. Then you can be a bit more free. You're not likely to sort of bump into anyone you know. And, I don't know, find a quiet corner. Why don't you just get a little bit close, put your arm around them. Look into their eyes. Yeah, just appreciate, look at their lips. Just check each other out, it's good. And, I don't know, again, if you're in Brighton, then just, yeah, go straight in, go for the kiss. But, yeah, if you're in, I don't know, Guildford or somewhere, maybe not, I don't know. So feel, how do you feel? Do you know, you're getting kind of a good vibe. I think you tend to know, it's a bit like, I guess, with men as well. When you first meet them, you think you almost immediately straight into category friend material, no way, don't want to ever see again, or quite like, or yeah, I think this could go somewhere, or instantly like, wow, amazing, where the hell have you been all my life? Let's hope it's in that category. But yeah, that's, or it could be a grower. Yeah, could be a grower. I've had a few of those, but I'm generally, I kind of know, I think we all know. And it's all, again, it's about the smell, it's about the look, it's about the vibe. Don't know if we could bottle it, we'd all be millionaires, but we know that. So you're in the corner, I think, yeah, chatting, time to go. Are you going to get separate taxis or are you going to share taxis? Are you going to go back for a nightclub? We could go to a nightclub or a nightcap. Gosh, the choice is yours. So you'll know then, basically, if you're going to go anywhere, if you're going to have a second date. You just feel it. It's chemical. Okay. Let's pause there and let's come back. Let's take a breather. Good choice. So you decided to share a taxi. Are you wearing your best underwear? Good girl. Your sexy matching bra and knickers, yeah. So, you know, you might get lucky at this point. Always good to be I had a dream the other night that I didn't. I was going to get to that point, and I didn't have my best undies on, so I had to rush home. And I don't know what happened, but I didn't actually make it back to the date. So, damn. Anyway, probably would have been good, but yeah, so always wear your best undies because you feel good anyway if you're wearing something really nice, really sexy. So you're in the taxi, so you're going back to her place. Okay, a bit nervous? Don't be, you'll be fine. Gosh, how old are you? It's really not that difficult. Anyway, you like each other. You might be holding hands in the back of the taxi. Good, it's good. Good, get comfortable, get intimate. You know, you like each other. So, you know, she's fumbling with the key to the door and you're standing behind her. So, get close, you know, maybe squeeze her bum or something. That's what I do. Or kiss her neck while she's fumbling with the keys and then she'll probably drop them. Yeah, and then you stumble through the door. Grab her. Start kissing her then. She won't be expecting it. It works. Enjoy, smile, laugh. God, you're in an amazing place. And I bet you feel fantastic. Yeah, so go on. Stumble your way into the lounge. Get onto the settee. Then she'll probably get your drink. Yeah, go on, have another drink. God, who cares? You're already that far gone. Yeah, tequila's an old friend. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, so take your coat off, get comfortable, take your shoes off, put your feet up, sit on the settee, arrange yourself, you know, looking good. She comes back with a drink, she hands it to you. As she hands it to you, just touch her fingers, yeah? Get that feeling, that electricity. Anyway, and she'll sit down and you'll be facing each other, sort of slightly sideways on. And then say, oh, how about some music? And then what's she going to put on? Oh, gosh, I don't know, something a bit sort of moody and a little bit sensual and so on. You never know, you might end up having a dance. That'd be nice. Yeah, so, you know, your hands are touching across the back of the settee and you're sort of, yeah, maybe your hands on her thigh, on her knee, and you're drinking your drinks and you're sort of smiling and talking about the evening and so on. Why don't you just give it a few minutes and lean in and kiss her, just touch your lips on her lips or touch your lips on her neck, and yeah, maybe just move your hand up her thigh. That's good. Yeah, she likes it. Yeah, and go for the kiss, just touch her lips. Not too much tongue, you know, it's not a guy. Just go gentle and, yeah, just feel away and it'll be so natural, you see. It'll be amazing, I can tell you. Yeah, and then you're going to start getting hot and then you've got to, are you going to continue or are you going to play it a bit cool and maybe think, oh, God, yeah, maybe next time. Save myself, God, I want it, but yeah, I'm going to save myself. That's up to you. Gosh. Okay. Well, enjoy. We'll leave you to it because, you know, three's a crowd.